You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield, then start learning how to shoot a gun, is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well.
All right, so we still fall down on the subject of our discussion, right? Christian courtship and marriage, right? We have a anchor scripture from Genesis chapter number 2, right? Good. Genesis chapter number 2, so you can please take that down. Thank you, Lord. So you can start from verse 16. God gave man a commandment that he should eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil he should not eat, and gave him the consequence of eating from it. And God looked at that man placed in Eden, placed in his presence, and God said, it is not good that man should be alone. Now the question is, why shouldn't two people just marry the moment they know that they are God's will for each other? That is, somebody saying, you are the one. It's one to say you are the one. Why can't the next thing just be, tomorrow can we just get married? So, the process between confirming the will, that journey to the altar. Is that okay? That's what is called courtship. Is that clear now? Good. Alright, some people believe that you have not started cutting until the fellow has knelt down on one leg or one knee, sorry, and ask, will you marry me? Men from Ekiti don't do that. I'm not an Ekiti man, but I know them. Or Oyo, I'm beefing all those people. Only Ijebu men does that in the world. If you say, you go and start your own church. Praise God. All right, but jokes, that's just on the lighter note, because you have to tell some Christians you are joking. Somebody might jot that down. I say only a kitty man. See my heart. It's very plain. But the truth is, I saw some things on social media when I proposed to my wife. Somehow she knelt down. I don't know why. But maybe it's honor. But I don't know. But she knelt down. So I saw some men commenting that this is supposed to be done in the kingdom. See, the woman also knelt down. I said, oh, yeah, Lily. Nonsense. You are not ready. All right. The concept of kneeling down to ask me, do marry me? Let me give you an instruction. One, be sure the answer is yes before you do it in ShopRite. Do you get what I'm saying? It happens every year. It will still happen before the year runs out. Somebody somewhere will still be led by his ancestors to do it. And you trust Nigeria. Before you get home, the video is everywhere. Be sure. And I don't know the reason why people make unnecessary noise. You know, I've been very blunt with you. I told people, I'm your pastor, I have to be very honest with you. The ring I used to propose to my wife, I bought it at Mokola. There. Forget about picture. That ring. Who followed me there? That ring is not for 3K. Why? Hear me. Wait. Let me tell you. Me, I will tell you. I don't know why you are laughing. Somewhere, There's a girl putting a guy under pressure that he must buy a ring 120,000 naira. And this guy does not have savings of 50k. The proposal ring, I don't even know where it is anymore. I bought one for myself. I didn't end up using it. Can't buy a ring that expensive and not buy. About two something. Yeah. It is low self-esteem to spend the money you don't have to impress people you don't like. Low self-esteem. Are you following me now? There are things that we have brought, their Western culture. Now, hear me. If a man has the money and the time to do all those things, it's good. But you are a lady, somehow it is not happening. As long as you are getting married, live with it. I'm not encouraging men not to do that. It is not something that if somebody does not do, is going to hell. Do you get what I'm saying? Or you are already, the question is, will you marry me, Abi? The reason why you said that relationship before, in the first place, because you know that you will. What do you mean? And the reason why I'm saying this is that we are bringing many things in and putting ourselves under undue pressure. Pastor here at the boy shared a story that when they did their wedding, they could not afford cake. If they want to buy a bakery today, they can buy. Praise God. Cut your coat according to the available material. We meet the will of God at different junctions and at different levels in life. Do you get what I'm saying now? There's no point putting ourselves. Some Christians, it is more dangerous to be in court with some Christians more than unbelievers. They are the ones that will do the architecture of the proposal the way they want it to be, and they will drop it at your table. I want fire to be raining like this. What's that fire they blow during wedding time? And this guy clearly doesn't have. That's why many people after proposal, they get bitter. Because they didn't have. Are you following what I'm saying? Can I talk to you in this series? I've taught this in February. There's a reason why I came back. Somebody say there's a reason. Ah. And the good news is that you'll have to be here till I say I'm done. At least some of you. Okay. Praise God. So that journey from the point of establishing agreement about marrying each other to the altar, that's courtship. And there's a reason why people will have different counsels as touching the length. But I personally advise people, for the sake of purity, I don't advise it to be excessively long. Is that okay now? Very important. All right, but there's a reason why we have that space of time. Why? So that the two people getting married will not be strangers. They will get to communicate. See, communication in a relationship cannot be overemphasized. That two people that are in love can sit down and have intellectual discussion. I'm not talking about what's your favorite color. Intellectual what? Somebody say after I say intellectual discussion. It doesn't grow on people's head because they're about to marry. If you can't discuss intellectually on a normal day, when you get engaged, you will still keep dropping. Dialoguing, talking, not touching, talking. And I've told you the principle. The moment you start touching, you can't talk. That's the principle. You have a spouse. Listen, the moment you open that door of touching, fondling, and all those things, once you have started, whenever you are supposed to talk, you just want to do it because you have taught yourself to do that. And what happens? At the end of the day, you get married, you start seeing things that should have been noticed when you were courting. Alright? You start seeing the things that you should have dealt with when you were courting that you didn't deal with because you were seeing other things. And then you have to leave the first part of the marriage in battle. It is not always true that the first year in marriage will be full of disaster, battle, fighting. It is not always true. Many people have dealt with the things that give people headache when they were cutting. They've dealt with it. And I tell people, you are married, both of you, you are saying harsh words to your spouse, calling them names and calling other people names. You lack two things, both home training and spiritual training. Because correct training tells you that the fact that you are angry does not mean you should raise your voice. You were a Christian before you become a husband or your wife. True or not true? And you are still a Christian. I read something from Oyedepo's son and his wife now, when they were dating. They said the both of them made an agreement. It does not matter what the case is. Nobody is permitted to shout at each other. Many of you need to start learning that now. The way you slap your younger ones, you beat them, you scream at them, you are bringing the same culture into a relationship. If some people should talk to their spouse, you would think God didn't create that spouse. Look at the fellow. You will size someone up and you still intend to marry that individual. A learning process was missed. Are you following what I'm saying here? And these things has to be discussed in church. Because many people in the world are angry that we found each other in church. How come this fellow didn't know these things? And that's why I placed a disclaimer in the morning. Don't say, I found her in church, she must be perfect. There are different kinds of people in church, both him or her. He's Papa's son or she's Papa's daughter. She must be. No. Even God has different kinds of sons. Who am I? Every believer has the responsibility to personally allow themselves go to the rudiment of training. And I asked the question last year. If somebody marries you now, has the fellow been favored or judged? Do you get what I'm saying? If somebody marries you now, has the fellow been favored or judged? Our society is becoming increasingly vain and it's difficult to address many issues. You can do anything to become a celebrity, including going out and just cursing at people. You can become a celebrity with that. I mean, you can have a group of adults in a house for a month or a few months, touching each other and just saying some funny stuff and all those things. Emerge, and then this fellow is already celebrated by governors, you know, in the country. And you notice that none of those people who come out of those kind of platforms ever have any national contribution to our development. Nothing. You get what I'm saying now? So, the same way is the case of a boy that is proud because he's handsome, or a girl that is proud because he's beautiful. You didn't work to get it. You were born that way. The same way anybody can be born with any color of hair. You can only boast of what you worked for. Two people worked together and then somehow you were produced. You give God praise for that. If that beauty is all you are bringing to the table, whether you are a virgin or not, you are a foolish virgin. And I'm very, very serious with you. And I'm not going to mince words. There are so many Christians you can't bring to the table of intellectual discussion. They can pray, but they cannot connect. You don't seem to like what I'm saying. They can what? Now, having prayed, can we talk about that business and all those things? In the past 1 year of running this business, what was your gross profit? Say, okay, what was your net profit? Say net. Are you following what I'm saying here? Two people are coming together with the sole purpose of helping each other fulfill destiny. Listen to me, men. Women are not the only helper. You are also a kind of helper. Because if a woman, if all her dreams will have to die because she's marrying you, you are a wrong man. Many men, I saw a video yesterday. I've never seen that type before. The man was saying on television that every month the wife brings the salary, that, and he told her, don't frown when you're dropping your salary, that he sit at home. And then, I'm not sure, saw that video. Okay, am I the only one seeing all these things? Yeah. That he told her, you don't frown when you are bringing your money. He said, he sit at home, she go and work for the money, and then she bring the money to the house. She go and work for the money, right? You sit at home and cross your leg and you hit the money. Yeah. Yeah. Some girls don't mind. Do you mind? Listen to me. Hear me. It is for issues like this that we tell people to talk. Talk. The guy is saying, he just, anything you say. You can't even look at his eyes. You will soon lift up your head so you get.
See, I'm just shy whenever I'm around him.
Talk. See, hear me. There is something about foolishness. It is revealed in communication. The Bible said if a man should keep quiet, silence will cover it up. You will assume he's wise. Let him talk. Let her talk. Dig it out. Ask questions about different corners. Thank me later. I shared that story with you. I had some funny stories like that. My servant, some boys in our area were learning how to toast the girl. Yeah. Then we call it toasting. One of those girls brought the letter I wrote to her to come and show my father. Fortunately for me, I met her at the gate. I was kneeling down and begging. But there was this particular girl who had just learning. Chai. I wish I had spent those times growing. But now I might have become more. So the girl will pass, so but I say, you go and meet her. It was a thing of who we go and meet her. And that's how some girls have been gotten. It was just who will go for us. No, do you get what I'm saying? They just want to catch crews. So finally, I said, let me go. As I went to meet the girl. In those days, I used to walk like this. Yeah. That's how I was. So I went there. How far are you doing? You know, just try to talk and all those things. The mistake I made, I was the only one talking. I talked and talked. She was just smiling and blushing. So I was waiting for a response on something I said. She looked at me. In my heart, I was just like, "Kilo Shelly, right?" I can't bear she ready. You know. And my father know they are around. If you. I said, what you say? I don't know what you are talking about. I escaped, my brothers. I didn't even wait for her to finish the whole story. Let people talk. Don't say I know what he will say. No. Even God waited for Abraham to almost kill Isaac to say, now I know. But you say, I know. Don't worry. Let her ask questions about everything. What our plan? You see, there are areas to discuss well. One of those areas is the area of money. What money can cost in a home? You don't know. Yeah. You ask the guy, ask the girl, what's your plan? Do you plan to work? Or you plan to run a business? Then, if you know the fellow is saying business, and you know what this fellow is saying, you don't have the capital. Ask, what's your intention about the capital? Where will you get the capital from? Before it becomes state and capital, ask, what's your plan? How will you get the capital? This thing you are saying is about 10 point something million. You might be the capital, you don't know, you don't have it. If you have it, it's good. Ask questions about doctrinal persuasions. What do you believe? So ask. There are folks we're discussing in school of ministry, right? That we're talking about a man that carried her and was teaching her that even if they sleep together, she's still very fine. So it may be someone like that. Ask him that, what do you feel? If we do this thing now, we are still fine. You say, let me even show you. There's a scripture to back that up. So ask him. Sometimes it is not the guy that is always demanding for. So it can be the girl. I've seen dangerous girls. Yeah. A girl stood up in Sunday school in church when I was still pastoring somewhere and was saying that she cannot marry a guy she has not tested. I said, is he a tire? She said, no, she has to test him. She was not asking in a sheet of paper. She asked that, how will I know that he can perform? You trust God that he will perform. Yeah. People have asked that question. How will I know that the man can? That's why in churches now, they do test in those areas. When you get to the bridge, we'll tell you. You do test. They will check you up in the hospital. I've seen cases of brothers who married a girl. After that matter, saying, please, you know, we will not live by bread alone. It's not just by this thing. The opposite is that, so we can be praying. It's important, but we are not talking about diet. So, ask. There is a time to ask those kind of questions. Don't say, he's a pastor, I won't ask him. Ask. You should be asked too. In fact, now I suspect people more when they are pastors. Because there's been so much disappointment. Sorry to say that, but it's true. It is a stage to ask questions and then to make observations. Make observations. When you hold his phone and you go to his search button, what are you seeing? Different girl from Vanessa to Kelechi. You are seeing different girls and all those things. That's trouble. Ask him. Some ladies keep quiet about what they will later cry about. Say it now. That you are just, you are talking a girl past. Check the direction of his eyes. Some people can keep focus on you, and also people are dangerous, man. And that's why I'm not saying suspect men, but be intelligent to know them. Be intelligent. Observe. I don't know. God will help us. Again, I'm saying God will help us. Amen. Many of the things people are later crying about in marriage could have been checked while dating. This fellow talks to you anyhow. You must have started seeing traces. You must have. Does he respect you? Because respect is important on both sides. I don't like the way we just accredit respect to the African man and forget that the woman should be respected also. A man will talk that a woman cut her to sizes, and all she is to be the mother of his children. I mean, please check the mentality of the person you want to marry. Beauty may bring the fellow, but the mentality is what matters. How does this fellow think? What is the filter on this fellow's mind? How does this fellow see life? Have parameters that you check. And hear me, when you do see a red flag, there are red flags that can be corrected. There are red flags that the only solution is to run. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you get what I'm saying? You don't understand me. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me tell you something practical. Here's a lady in love with a guy, and the guy is all good, he's calm, he's everything you want in a man. But you notice that he does not take instruction from anybody, doesn't believe in leadership. That's a major red sign, right? That's a major red sign. Many Christians don't bother to ask, who are you submitted to? Who are you accountable to? When things go south, who do we call? When you are misbehaving, who should we call? Who will answer all those things? You know, I've seen people that the moment they get in a relationship, they start cutting friends away, say, we don't want to see this friend, just us, just doing our thing, just doing. The days will come, you will beg them back. Because it is a dangerous thing if the fellow you are about to marry is trying to strip your people. This fellow has come, look at your roommate, I don't like the roommate. Look at your pastor, you need to get out of that church. Look at... It takes no reference from anyone, does not believe in it, tells you point blank that, what's the point? I don't see... And you believe in all those values, two can't work together because they don't agree. Listen to me, this thing called I perceive, is not a do or die affair. A broken relationship, a broken courtship is still a billion times better than a broken marriage. A billion times. Why? You have a destiny to protect. Are you following what I'm saying now? Check the fellow. What is this fellow's mentality towards honor? If you marry this man, will your parent be safe to come to the house? I shared a story with you. I think this happened. Let me share two stories with you. I've shared one with you before. Of this guy that got married, I think it was about 2 years ago. And something happened on that wedding day that has to do with meat, cooler, where they drop all those things and all. And there was an argument between himself and the mother-in-law. Right there and then, he punched the mother-in-law on that same wedding day. He gave her one punch, she dropped. He punched her. The brother of the wife came and all, he knocked him out. On that same wedding day, the wife took another car. I'm telling you something that happened. Took another car to her parents' house, of course, with the mother going to the hospital, and the guy with his friends. How did they get there? That kind of relationship should not have survived to that point. And now they've joined you together. I shared another one of a guy on his bachelor's eve, or what they call it. He got drunk alone in a beer parlor. Every effort to wake him up didn't work. He woke up the following day. They were 20 minutes into the wedding program. He got up and went home, picked the suit, wear it on jeans. He was buttoning the white shirt on bike. He didn't brush, he didn't comb, dashed into the place. When they finished signing all the wedding documents and they gave the wife, he collected it, folded it and put it in his back pocket. When they said, you may kiss the bride, he said, there's no need. I'm telling you something that happened. It is one thing to say, so a guy like this can exist. Another thing to say, so a girl can marry a guy like this. Don't let the fact that you want to get that area fixed shut your eyes from seeing what you should see. There are dangerous pokes everywhere. Life has planted many things in them. You didn't sow it, don't reap it. Don't say God is for, is this God? Ah, it is person. See, marriage is not a dealing. What did I say? Marriage is not what? I am not being dealt with by God for marrying my wife. It's not a dealing. He said, I would have not married her. If the moment it has become a thing, if it is not God, I would not have married you. You are in a relationship. marriage is not a what? Delay. And ladies, I'm a single lady. Wired to help. You can't help everybody. There are people that their case, even if you were to live life 20 times, you still can't do their case. In the 20th time, gather all those experience together. You are not qualified for the job. Only God is. Leave them to God to help them. Or a woman that didn't pray. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Leave them to God or a woman that didn't. Now you men are very quiet. Some men are project. Their mothers didn't succeed, you can't. That's a very bitter truth. I say, I'm his helper. God has I've seen people make ridiculous joke. You see, your story, your life either becomes a very sweet story or a lesson. I mean, it will shock you. See, when I'm saying these things, some of you are saying, we are in church now. Why should pastor? No, let's say it. There are people in church who are offering a guy sex, saying that he wants it and I have to satisfy him. Who told you it is at that level you start satisfying him? Because even this thing called satisfaction self, let's break it down. Because some people are superfluity of nothingness. You can't satisfy them. Only you can. How they sing that song? Only you can satisfy. Only God can. Because they've gone far. You are just starting your life early. You think you can carry their load? Yeah, it's all right. And I sense the hand of God strongly upon me, telling me to warn you. I have prayed. God has said, you are the one. Still talk. There are things God didn't tell you. And he won't tell you. Because they are to be gotten in communication. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yeah. Praise God. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you following what I'm saying? I shared a story with you of a woman that gave birth. And they had pastors in the house. You know. Some of you have said, why are pastors not eating outside? Are they proud? It's called stories like this. And they were watching the naming ceremony video. And the woman said there, that look at your pastors as they are eating like bed. And the first daughter heard it. And you know children, they are very honest folks. And the girl, everybody just laughed. Few days later, the same pastors came. They knocked. The woman was not in the house. She was not in the sitting room. It was the girl that went to open the door. And she started screaming when she opened the door. Mommy, the pastors you said are eating like bed. They are around. If you're a pastor there, you want to drink water again? So they say you are drinking like elephants. There are people with dangerous mentality. See, all you need for your life to be finished is not to be visited by the devil, to marry them. See, this thing you are saying people's life is finished is not something that is far-fetched though. Somebody's life can finish now. Just marry anyhow. All the productive days of your life, you spend it arguing. Everything will cause argument. She won't keep quiet. He won't keep quiet. He looks at you, abuse you, curse your parents. These people exist in church. All these things we are teaching can't reach them. So church is not a yardstick for anything. And that's why God has to truly live. And I'm telling every one of you, if you are going to be a Christian, be a Christian all the way. Be a Christian all the way. And that's the truth. Learn, start from basic things. Learn to talk to people politely. You don't have to insult everyone that disagrees with you. And I tell people, I'm not supposed to say this now, say it later. I'm going to talk about it. Like father, like son syndrome, like mother, like daughter. I'm going to talk about it. No, sit down. You want to marry a girl, pay attention to the corrections of her mother about her. Pay attention to it. Be sensitive to people that they come complaining to you about everyone instructing them. I say, don't mind them. No, that thing you are saying, don't mind them about. You will soon be the one that will be facing it. And then your complaint will be the longest and the loudest. Correct each other in love. See the response. Can he be corrected? Or is he only good and romantic when you have not corrected him? Can I tell him that what you have done is wrong? What will be his response? When she asks for an amount of money, can I tell her I don't have? Or I have, it is not in my budget. What will be the response? There are so many things to talk about if only you will talk. And listen to me. You won't know what to talk about until you start talking. Talk about family patterns. Know whether you are able for deliverance yet or not. You have married a guy, all the men in the family are dying before 40. He didn't tell you, didn't ask, you didn't pick it in prayer. You are rehearsing for becoming a widow. Ask. Our time is out. We have to put all these things together on Tuesday. You got them. Don't miss that service. Marriage is a very serious institution. And there are lots of surprises, adjustments, and all that. It will not always be fun. I said something to you last week, Tuesday. It doesn't matter the beauty or the handsomeness of the fellow you marry. The first wine will always finish. It will take Christ being in that boat for a new wine to come. That jim. A day is coming, you look at your husband or your wife, you don't feel nothing. So when I see you, it's like my day is breaking afresh. Mobi Ojo, the day is breaking. The day is breaking. It will not always be so. There are days you look at the fellow and you ask, you wonder, how did I even get here? You know, there are things I don't want to say, I don't want to scare you. There's a minister's conference with a father, and I don't want to mention the name, Body of Christ. And he asks that, is there any man here among the elders that are married who have ever felt that they married the wrong person? All of them raised their hands up. Meaning that there will always be events that will make you say, did I hear well? Even for those who heard. Now imagine the mystery of those who didn't. There will always be events that will make you say. I love fathers when they say, at home, we have never had arguments. We have never. I believe it by faith. By faith. Because not all disagreement must be argument. Yeah. When every time your neighbor is always saying, please, small, we want to sleep. Or when you start arguing, they say they've started. And we are seeing it now from the way you are arguing about football. Once you start arguing, it's Chelsea matter. Once it is that matter, they are arguing, they are spitting, their eyes bulging out. You are asking Zimon, they are ready to fight there. You know, I used to watch football all the time before. Something happened in Kano. There was a match between Barcelona and Chelsea. Semi-final. When this boy, I don't like him. What's his name? Iniesta. When he scored that goal at 103 minutes, 55 seconds. Scored that goal inside. I left. I went home crying. Then somebody in a viewing center in Kano went to carry a truck and ran the truck into the viewing center and killed people there. That same match. When this fellow is disagreeing with people, how far is too far?
get to find out. Listen to me. You are reading every day. It is common now. Almost every week on social media, somebody somewhere has stabbed the husband. There was one last week Sunday. This last week Sunday, I don't know what the man did. The woman waited for the man to come home. She had boiled hot water, and as he came, she did compulsory initial baptism for him. The first, I think the man later died. I can't remember what happened again. You see, somebody has stabbed. There was a case I was intervening into. I had to. I can't even hear from the fellow again, whether dead or alive, I don't know. And she and her husband had argument, heated argument, and somehow he slept off, they both slept off. And she got up to ease herself at night, and he had rolled. She saw a knife under where he laid. What kind of a guy is that? These people that are killing, because I think I shared one with you. He married this woman, she's a lawyer. He beat the woman into coma. They took her to ICU, placed her on oxygen. He went there, removed the oxygen, and she died. Was it not a day they were telling the woman congratulations, not knowing that she has married a war killer? Not all congratulations are congratulations. Don't be vain in your orientation. See, it doesn't matter if you can afford a reception or not. All that matters, marry right. You will afford more than that. So there are many things. There are many, and most of these folks are Christians. They have a church. They have a pastor. There was a case last year that went viral in the nation of a man that did DNA tests for the children and found out that maybe 2 out of 3 are not his own. He killed himself and the wife. Does this fellow have tendency of sleeping with another man while she is still married? It will start from the tendency of double dating. Conveniently telling two guys I love you at the same time. No remorse. That's a potential adulterer. And we see these things, we just listen. You don't know what's going on out there. Many people are weeping bitterly. And there was a day they told them congratulations. I got a call from Abuja from a woman who is married to a billionaire. When I say billionaire, I'm not telling you. Billionaire. The way she was talking, I've never had anyone talk that way. Queen's English. Was telling me in her house, we have Rolls Royce, we have all those things. But she had married a man who saw to it he would never have a naira to herself. If you want to go to any country in the world, you can go today. Somebody will follow you. If I want to send any money, I say to the fellow, not one naira. You want to marry a rich man? So courtship is your God-given opportunity to know who you want to marry. Know it. Know the fellow. What's this fellow's attitude towards money? Is he a Yahoo boy or a Yahoo girl? Is he cutting soap up and down? See those that are bathing at burial ground? They may have a church and pay the money, pay tithe. We have to close now. Please, I want to beg you in the name that is above all names. Don't let pressure take your attention from what matters. Is that okay? I don't know. Probably before we are done with this series, we can have a table discussion. Is that okay? With those that are married, and get to ask questions, because sometimes we need to really go into all these things. You know, I perceive that the hand of God is upon many of you to settle you in this season. Can I hear a big amen to that? Say that amen loud and clear. But your hands, it is important they are not wrongly joined. I said something during first service and I'm going to round up with it. It matters who you marry. whether your journey will be slow or fast, it matters. Whether you will die early or late, it matters. How your children will behave, what mentality will raise them? Will you be sending them to go and buy cigarettes? Don't be so innocent you don't know these things exist. Are you following me now? I sense a burden for us to pray. That anywhere the enemy is waiting for me at the junction of marriage, I am helped, oh Lord. I don't expect you to sit down though, but I'm helped. Help me. Please pray. I beg you in the name of God. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Help me. Help me. I don't want to make mistake, oh Lord. Darling Jesus, please help me. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Please let me speak to you. All of you who are in a relationship, get somebody you are accountable to. Don't say I didn't warn you. Oh, you see, I just love privacy. Anything that happens in our relationship, I just want to keep it to ourselves. No. It doesn't work that way. And if you are privileged in life to have a voice of authority over you that can checkmate you and discipline you and pause the relationship, you are privileged. Because sometimes you don't know what God is saving you from. You don't know what is rescuing you from. You don't know the mistake. Are you following what I'm saying? Don't despise these things only to go back and start wishing you had obeyed. And hear me, if you know you are not in the season for a relationship, lock up and keep growing. Develop yourself in the areas you need to. Find God. Now, one thing I vow to God, I have done before but I won't do again, is to tell anybody to break a relationship. Even when I see that this fellow is going to hurt himself, have you prayed? Pray again. If your pastor is saying pray again, we should know more than it is not everything that will be verbalized. A guy is coming, the girl has described him that he's a lover of God. You see, he set up apostolic centers in so and so campus. Who does he help? The guy came to the office, the phone rang, whiskeyed. I have seen description and reality, they don't look alike. And I'm like, what's this? You want to introduce a guy, don't blow his trumpet. Don't say it's this, is this. We check with the eyes of the spirit. You all see people you don't have connection to the fellow. One pathetic issue, let me share this with you. Happened last year. Two people brought their spouses the same day, but there was a guy I had no connection with. They brought something. I told those at home that thing they brought, take it out. Just go with it. I don't have connection to this guy. The guy said he's a first class graduate, he's a lecturer, he's this. Of course, what's my own? Later, I just saw the girl a few months, I saw her picture, married. I said, you didn't even tell us you are married. Then, to make the matters worse, I now saw it was even somebody else she married. Where is that former guy? He was not a lecturer, he was not this, he was not a... None of those things he said. But the matter now is that how come you have found a new person, prayed, confirmed, and married now within 2 months? Some people never learn. And that's why I tell you that it is not all relationships that lead to marriage that have succeeded. Some has just led them to where the devil wants them to be. So, you see young people getting married, they've had fathers and those that God have used to correct them about something. Then they are posting saying, those who say we can't marry. At least do 50 years anniversary before you start doing that. You get what I'm saying now? This life is once. Live with wisdom.
You don't have spare, you have no extra. Be wise. Praise God. I pray for all of you standing here. You will not marry your enemy. You will not become an enemy to your spouse. Your home won't fail. You are helped. I plead the blood of Jesus over you. It doesn't matter how hard you try to marry the wrong fellow, it will not work. God will see to it that you will not miss it. For all who are married, your home will keep getting sweeter and sweeter, better and better, richer and richer, in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.